Good evening once again, and welcome to the Jazz Scene. This is Mac Moore, your host each Thursday and Sunday evening, bringing you the very finest sounds from WJMA and the world of jazz. Tonight, we're just going to look through the stacks, the files, and see what we've got. Nothing in any particular order, and to get things underway is George Shearing with the Billy May Group, Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump. George Shearing with the Billy May Orchestra and 1 o'clock jump, and a little change of pace now. Here is the world's greatest jazz band. A couple of years ago, back 1970, with a little thing Bud Freeman wrote. Bud Freeman's playing with the group, that D minor thing, the world's greatest jazz band. Thank you. Mike Lawson and Bob Haggett leading the world's greatest jazz band, 1970, Roosevelt Grill, New York City, with Bud Freeman's That D Minor Thing. For a real change of pace now, here's Chuck Wayne with Joe Puma. Chuck Wayne and Joe Puma, two guitarists, with their version of Lester Young's Lester Leaps In.
Yeah.
Chuck Wayne and Joe Puma doing that thing with Lester Young's composition. Lester leaps in, two guitarists, and we'll be right back.
When the first flake of snow falls, WJMA gets phone calls, hundreds of them, children mostly asking about school closing. We understand it's a natural inclination, but we'd like to ask for your help. The local authorities will always inform WJMA of any change in schedules, but one snowflake does not a school closing make. When snow starts early in the day, we'll let you know if your children will be coming home early. When snow starts later or at night, it's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning, usually before the word is passed. But you can be sure we'll broadcast information as soon as it's given to us. When your child calls the radio station, he blocks the line. By doing this, he may be preventing the school official from calling with information. By staying off the telephone, he makes the way clear for the call with information. If you have difficulty receiving WJMA, AM or FM, ask a friend to listen for you, then call your friend. Your cooperation will help us do our job. Thank you.
All right, so far tonight on the jazz scene, we've heard from George Shearing, world's greatest jazz band, Chuck Wayne and Joe Puma. Tonight we are more or less cleaning out the closet and just going through things at random, picking up a few things we haven't heard in quite a while, and discovering... oh, a few old friends. Coming up now is Super Sax, the organization run by Buddy Clark, who's a bassist, and Med Flory on alto. Five saxophones playing in unison the solos of Charlie Parker. The group is blessed with a very fine trumpet of Connie Condoli. Here they are with Dizzy Gillespie's Grooving High, Super Sax.
Thank you.
Super Sax with the old bebop standard, Grooving High, Dizzy Gillespie's composition. Trumpet there was Connie Condoli, who can really play some trumpet. Coming up now for a change of pace, here is Nat Cole, the trio with Jack Costanza, who broke in with Stan Kenton on bongos. Nat Cole, of course, piano. Irving Ashby guitar, Joe Comfort on bass, 1949. Interesting note on the liner. Earl Garner said, when I was in California in 1947, 30 years ago, I always started the day with a pile of Nat Cole records on the phonograph. Last week we had a tribute to Earl Garner, devoted the entire program to his music, Earl Garner, who died 2 weeks ago. Tremendous loss to the jazz world, 53 years old. Anyhow, here's the group that he used to listen to, Nat Cole, and from Leon Cavallo's Pagliacci, this piece is On with the Motley. It's a little adaptation of On with the Motley, and Nat Cole has retitled it Laugh, Cool, Clown. Nat Cole. The fine Nat Cole trio, Nat Cole piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Joe Comfort on bass, Jack Costanza with the group at that time, 1949. Laugh, Cool Clown from Leon Cavallo work, Pagliacci. Coming up now for Change of Pace is album titled Basie and Zoot, from an album entitled Basie and Zoot, rather Count Basie and Zoot Sims, with the Sammy Kahn tune, I Never Knew. They're backed here by John Hurt on bass, Lib Belson drums.
We'll be right back.
All right, the Count and Zoot really cooking there with Sammy Kahn's I Never Knew, Count Basie Piano, Zoot Sims tenor, John Hurt on bass, Lou Belson drums. The co-author of that tune, a little bit of trivia here, was Ted Fiorito, the name from the very late past. You're listening to the Jazz Scene on WJMA AM or FM in Orange, Virginia. I'm Mike Moore, your host each Thursday and Sunday evening. Tonight we're putting together a little bit of a catch-all program, just going at random through the stacks, which are growing at WJMA. We have quite a jazz collection these days, and it's growing every day, thanks to Mr. Arch Harrison's interest in jazz. Tonight we've heard from George Shearing, the world's greatest jazz band, Nat Cole, Super Sax, Count Basie and Zoot Sims, and Chuck Wayne and Joe Puma. Coming up, we have Kai Winding, J.J. Johnson, Wes Montgomery, Harry James, all kinds of other things. We're just working through the pile of records I pulled out, so to speak. Here's Harry James and his orchestra now, 1945, featuring a very nice alto of Willie Smith. Harry James and Who's Sorry Now. Okay, remember that. Harry James and the group, 1945. Willie Smith on alto, Willie Smith singing. Who's sorry now? But change of pace, here is Kai Winding with J.J. Johnson, two fine trombonists, backed by Dick Katz, piano, Al Harewood, drums, and Wendell Marshall on bass. Here they are with the Johnny Mercer, Howard Allen tune. Well, I think it's a Johnny Mercer. No, I didn't. It's Cole Porter tune. I'm playing the other side, side two rather than side one. I was going to play Out of This World. This is It's All Right With Me. J.J. and Kai Winding.
Thank you.
Cole Porter's It's All Right With Me. Kai Winding from Denmark, certainly no Melancholy Dane, one of the best imports I think we've had from Denmark. Kai Winding, J.J. Johnson from Indianapolis teaming up. Cole Porter, It's All Right With Me. Very nice bass there, Wendell Marshall. Dick Katz piano, Al Harewood on drums. Take us up to the three-quarter mark tonight. Here is Wes Montgomery with some of the good old Montgomery boys. Monk Montgomery playing Fender bass. Buddy Montgomery on vibes. Richie Crabtree piano. Benny Barth drums. The master playing guitar. Wes Montgomery with a really nice song. Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. Wes Montgomery and the good old boys with Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. We'll be right back after these words.
There's a new law in Virginia called right turn on red after stop.
It means when you come to a traffic signal, you can turn right but still have to stop.
At a red light, remember to give pedestrians the right of way.
Then check to the left, and when it's clear,
turn right, okay?
Okay! There's a new right turn on red law in Virginia, and it works like this. When you drive up to a red light, come to a complete stop. If there's no sign prohibiting right turn on red, give all pedestrians the right of way. Then check to your left for cars coming through the green light. And once everything's clear, make your right turn. Take it from the Highway Safety Division of Virginia. To save gas and time, remember, it's right turn on red after stop. Okay, now it's your turn.
Turn right on red after stop. Turn right on red after stop. Turn right on red after stop.
Oh boy!
Turn right on red after stop.
All right, turn right on red after stop and left on green if the way is clear, but we don't want to confuse anyone. Tonight on the Jazz Scene, we've heard from George Shearing, the world's greatest jazz band, Nat Cole, Super Sax, Count Basie with Zoot Sims, Guy Winding with J.J. Johnson, Chuck Wayne and Joe Puma, Wes Montgomery and Harry James and his band. Interesting fact here, the Montgomery boys and Benny Barth, who played drums on that last piece, were also from Indianapolis, as is J.J. Johnson, so we'll have to investigate what's going on out there in Indianapolis. Must be something cooking. Anyhow, here's Victor Feldman now, who won the Downbeat Award, I think, in 1958 for Best New Star on Vibes. Here he is playing piano, vibes, percussion, anything. Tom Scott on alto, Chuck DeMonico on bass, and John Guerin drums. Here they are with something for I Love Lucy fans. This will either be very good or very bad, one of the two. Let's hope it's very good. I Love Lucy, Victor Feldman and Quartet. Theme from I Love Lucy.
Thank you.
Very nice. The theme from I Love Lucy Live, Victor Feldman, piano, Tom Scott, alto, the Chuck DeMonico bass, and John Guerin on drums. Well, that was a happy surprise. Seems to me we played it once before on the show, about a year ago, if I remember correctly. Now, to close us out tonight, to close out the show, here's Woody Herman and the Swinging Herd, 1965. Let's see who's drumming at this time. Ronnie Zito on drums. Matt Pierce piano. Sal Nestico is with the group. Let's see who else. Dusko Gojkovic, very fine trumpet. Anthony Leonardi on bass. Oh well. It's another Herd, mid-60s Herd, Woody Herman, and a rather long piece. We'll pick it up in medias res, as they say. Introduction has gone by, but I think there was a lot of talking and mumbling and laughing and things on the introduction. Here he is, Woody Herman and the Herd, 65, and Opus Dei Funk.
For Mary Lou Williams. We'll be right back.
James cut off that fine trumpet and Woody Herman on the band. That about does it for tonight on the Jazz Scene. Our theme, Woody Herman and the second herd, third herd, I don't know which herd, late 40s, early 50s with Ralph Burns, early autumn. Tonight on the Jazz Scene, we went at random through the shelves, making a selection here and a selection there. Heard from George Shearing, the world's greatest jazz band, Nat Cole, Super Sax, Count Basie and Zoot Sims, Kai Winding with J.J. Johnson, Chuck Wayne, Joe Puma, Wes Montgomery, Harry James, Vic Feldman with Tom Scott, and the Woody Herman Band. Lastly, Opus Defunk. Until next week, this is Mac Moore for WJMA and the Jazz Scene saying goodnight and thanks for listening.